So this morning, we are privileged to have Mr. Baron Hicklin speak to us this morning, so you can come on up. Him and his wife, Molly, haven't been here very long at Ember, but you know, sometimes you just meet people and you can just instantly see God in them, and that's Baron and Molly. I don't know them very well, but man, I see God all over them, and I'm excited to see what God has been speaking to Baron for us this morning. So let's welcome you. Thank
you. I don't know about you, but I know I feel the presence of the Lord in here. I know that I feel him. I don't know if you can feel the little tingling. Amen. I don't know if you can feel his touch, but I'm going to tell you this morning, amen, right now, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord, amen, is here. Amen. And he's not here just to be here. Amen. He's here for you. Amen. He's here for me. He's here because one day he so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, amen, but have everlasting life. For God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. That's why he's here today. Amen. That the world through him might be saved. Some of you, all of you may have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And that's great. Amen. Some of you may have not. Amen. But today you will have an opportunity. Let's give God the glory. You know, I was sitting back and this scripture just kept coming to mind. Amen. And this is not part of my sermon. Amen. But praise the Lord. Here in Revelations, amen, the fifth chapter, beginning at the ninth verse. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. And thou hast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood, by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And behold, and I beheld, and I heard the sound of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them that was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands, and saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all they that are in them, I heard saying, blessings and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever, forever and ever. And the reason God laid that on my heart is because we better get in practice, because that's what we're going to be doing in heaven. Amen. We better start practicing, getting in gear. Amen. Because when we get to heaven, it's going to be glory, hallelujah. It's going to be praise you, Lord God. It's going to be you're worthy, Lord God. Amen. You have all power, all glory. All belongs to you, O Lord God. So get yourself, start preparing yourself. Amen. Get ready, because God, hallelujah, is worthy of the praise. I once heard somebody say one day that it's not all about emotion. Praise God. And they said religion is not all about emotion. But you know, another preacher said that when it's real, it's emotional. Amen. When it's real, amen, it's emotional. When it's real, amen, it's hard to contain. When it's real, hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen. It's you just have to glorify him. I'm sorry for that tirade.
Y'all forgive me. That, man, wasn't in my plan. It wasn't in my plan, amen, to be up here with before you today. My plan was to just come in here and just kind of slide under the radar, you know, just kind of sit quietly and let the Lord do his thing, you know. But praise God, he's God. He's sovereign. I said, send me, I'll go. So I guess I'm here. Glory be to God. Amen. Our scripture verse is going to be in the Gospel of St. John, the 15th chapter, the 4th verse. And I just want to thank Ember and Pastor Kevin in his absence and his wife, you know, for just the honor, you know, when he asked me, you know, when he had I ever preached before and taught before, I said, yes, you know, I have. And he said, we're going out of town this week. Would you deliver the message? And I kind of froze because all I really heard was, we're going out of town. You know, my mind was saying, you know, and you're not going to be there, you know. But thanks be to God, you know, who always gives us the victory. So thank them. We pray them. I know you all been praying for them and pray their safe return. Amen. I thank God for my wife. Amen. I, you know, my helpmeet. Amen. I love her. Amen. And God just blessed me, and I love to, and I'm blessed. Amen. That's all I can say. Amen. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtain favor of the Lord. Amen. I thank God for our friends, Tommy and Tetra. They have been, you know, there's people that say, and there's people that help, that do. Amen. And when we were going through some things and some trials, you know, and they became a pillar up under us. Amen. And that's a blessing. I know they don't want me to say all of that, but, you know, glory be to God. They supported us, and we thank you. And again, we thank you for the Ember family. And I can start. I don't want to start naming names because I don't want to leave anybody out. Y'all have been a blessing unto us. Amen. Like we said, that our scripture verse comes from John, the 15th chapter, verses 4 through 5. And I preach out of the King James Version, not so much that I think it's the best or anything like that. You know, I just love the Old English. You know, I love the Old English. I was silly enough in high school to like Shakespeare. You know, I'm glad I got through it, but, you know, but praise God, I love the Old English. There's certain words like that they say in the King James, redemption and regeneration and propitiation and sanctification. Amen. Those words hit me, you know, they hit me. And so I do that. Someone asked a pastor, what is the best version of the Bible to read? What's the best one? And his reply was, the Bible that you read. Amen. That's the best one. Amen. So John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Let us pray. Our beloved Father and our God, to you be glory, honor, and praise, God. God, we bow our heads and humble ourselves before you, God. Father, in your word, you say this treasure we have in our earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of ourselves, Lord. Lord, all glory is yours, God. All honor, all praise, Father. Father, these are yours. You've called them by their names. You've created them and formed them, Lord God. You know their ins and their outs. Their spirits is their candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. You know them, Lord God. I pray now, Father God, that you would move according to your desire, God. You know every heart and every mind. You know every spirit, every soul, God. You know every trial and tribulation. You know every tear, God. God, you know every tear, God. You know the tears, Lord God, that no one else sees, God. You do, God. Let your word come forth like fire. Let it be like the hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. Let it be quick and powerful as it is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even into the dividing asunder of the soul and spirits and joint and the marrow. And let it be the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. To you, God, be glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. I am the vine. You are the branches. Abide in me. And Pastor Kevin was doing his series on Think Again, thinking about what we think about, sort of like a discount double check, huh? Chris knows what I'm talking about. But we need to pay attention to what we think. And so today, amen, I would like us to think on this title. I abide in the vine, and all I need is in the vine. I abide in the vine, and all that I need is in the vine. To abide means to dwell in, to continue, to be present in, to be kept, to be held continually. Amen. To continue, to not perish, but to last and to endure, to abide. The picture that you see in the background there is a vine that's in Roanoke Island, North Carolina. And this particular vine is considered one of the oldest muscadine vines in North America. It's over 400 years old, and it takes up over an acre. It's a big vine. it says a little bit of history. All right, says that they believe that many ancient farmers, you know, had, and they're talking about of the Native Americans, they did an agricultural miracle, and they scientists today still study it. They're still fascinated about its growth. And this vine is still producing grapes, you know, till this day. And when we think about it, this vine history, all right, is one that when we think about Christ, amen, I want you to think about not this picture per se, but I want you to think about what this picture represents. And this is what I'm going to say. This vine here that produces muscadine grapes, I mean, muscadine grapes, they say, is one of the richest sources, and they say polyphenetic antioxidants. And I say, yeah, God, that's what I'm going to tell them, polyphenetic antioxidants. You know, what in the world is that? You know, but amen, a polyphenetic is a kind, somebody's going to pass their chemistry test, is a kind of chemical that protects against some common health problems and possibly certain effects of aging. Polyphenols act as antioxidants. They protect the cells and body chemicals against damage caused by free radicals and reactive atoms that contribute to tissue damage. So basically, these polyphenolic agents, chemicals, they actually protect our bodies, amen, from what's called a free radicals. And what free radicals does, you know, and they come into the body And they actually, they come in, they may come in through your normal air, they come in through pesticides, they come in through smoking and inhalation, they may come in through anything. But what they do is they get into the body and they destroy cells. How they destroy cells, you know, is that they actually take a proton from the cell and it makes it weak. You know, and our cells have a positive number of neutrons and protons, but it takes one of those away, and what it does is it makes it a free radical like itself, and thereby it exposes us to diseases. So what comes from what the blessing of it that they found with this muscadine is that this muscadine grape that some of us probably eat, you know, has more antioxidants in it than a lot of other fruits and vegetables that we eat. And these antioxidants, what they do is they attack the free radicals. Amen. So that your body can withstand disease. But I don't want to get so much, I don't want to talk about the muscadine to the point where you're going to run out and buy some muscadine products, some grape juice or whatever. What I want to talk about is that what's in the fruit came from the vine. What's in the fruit came from the vine. Amen. And this is what we want to know, that what's in the fruit came from the vine. And we abide in the vine, and all we need, praise God, is in the vine. All we need, excuse me, is in the vine. That's enough of our science lesson for today. Amen. One thing that they say about the muscadine and it's polyphenols that's in them. They say that the benefits are, you know, the skin protection, brain health, supports our blood sugar, nutritional support for cancer, helps our blood pressure, cardiovascular health, and all of these things that are done, amen, by the antioxidants that's in these muscadines. But the thing for us to remember is that what's in them came from the vine. What's in them came from the vine. Amen. Christ is the vine. Amen. We are the branches. So let's say, Christ said, you know, that I am the true vine. Well, praise God, they say that there's two types of vines. There's what's called a forest vine. And this vine tree grows on its own by some seed dispersed randomly. And then there's what's called the true vine. Amen. A true vine is a tree that is cultivated in a vineyard in a well-disciplined way as to obtain a fruit with a desired quality by the gardener. Praise God. Jesus said, my Father is the husbandman. Amen. My Father is. So this vine, amen, is specifically made, is perfectly made, amen, to supply anything that we need. Well, what might be the vine's credentials? In Revelations, the first chapter, in the 17th and 18th verse, Jesus said, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, for I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of death and hell. Amen. So our vine, praise God, is alive, amen, forevermore. Amen. He has the keys of death and hell in his hand. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's which was, which is, and is to come. He is the Almighty. That's our vine. That's our vine. Amen. We abide in the vine. We are branches in the vine. If there's anything that we want to get across to you today, all right, is that we abide in the vine and everything that we need is in the vine. Amen. John 16 and 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. All that God the Father has, amen, belongs to Jesus. So all that God the Father has is in the vine. Stop for a moment and think. What does God have? What does God have? Is God lacking anything? Amen. Then all of that is in the vine. All of that is in the vine. We are the branches. We abide in the vine. All of that is in the vine. Amen. Scripture again. Excuse me. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus said, and Jesus spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Amen. All power in heaven and in earth is where? Is where? In the vine. In the vine. All the power. You are attached to the vine. You are attached to the vine. What's in the vine flows through you. All power, praise God, in heaven and earth is in the vine. It's in the vine. Amen. Colossians 2, verses 9 through 10 says, all of God lives in Christ fully. Even when Christ was on earth, and you have a full and true life in Christ, who is ruler over all rulers and powers. Christ is, all of God is in Christ. All of God is in the vine. In the vine. He is ruler over all powers. I love the way that I love, and this is another thing that I like about the King James, because it says principalities and powers. You know, I like that word because I think about some principality as some mean, big, bad angel. You know, big, dangerous guy. But Jesus, praise God, is ruler over all principalities and powers. And that is in the vine. It's in the vine. Amen. I'm going to drill it. Amen. Until we get it. Amen. That it's in the vine because there's a purpose for it. Amen. John 1 and 14. And the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory in the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth, glory to God, is in the vine. It's in the vine. It's in the vine. And we are branches in the vine. So then what's in the vine, amen, flows through us. Amen. What's in the vine flows through us. So what else is special about the vine? The Father has sanctioned the vine. One of the scriptures Jesus said, amen, when he said that I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. My Father is the gardener. My Father is the vine dresser. If the Almighty God, El Shaddai, is the caretaker of the vine, then you know the vine is good. You know the vine is well taken care of. We mentioned earlier that the true vine, a vine tree, is cultivated in a vineyard in a well-disciplined way so as to obtain a fruit with a desired quality by the gardener. Amen. To obtain a fruit of a desired quality. Amen. This is the cultivation of the vine. And Jesus said, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Amen. The Father, amen, has sent Christ. Amen. The Father has prepared the vine. And this is the record that God has given us, that eternal life is in his Son. Amen. Life, praise God, is in the vine. Eternal life is in the vine. You have eternal life, amen, flowing through you. And Jesus said to the Jews, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but God sent me. Praise God. Jesus sanctioned by the Father. Amen. The gardener. Amen. The husbandman. Amen. It's all in the vine. And I like the way that John says it. And I knew him not, but that he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And John said, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Amen. All of God, the Son of God, is in the vine. It's in the vine. So what does that mean to you? Amen. What does that mean to you? Well, Jesus said, excuse me, that I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. Amen. There's bread in the vine. There's bread for you and me in the vine. In the vine. If whatever we need, praise God, we want to express to you today, it's in the vine. You don't have to worry. Amen. You don't have to threat. Amen. Why? Because you are a branch in the vine. And the vine, praise God, is there to take care of you. He says, in other words, he says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You don't have to be in darkness because you're in the vine. Amen. There's light, praise God, in the vine. Amen. You don't have to worry. You know, sometimes we get to the point where we can't see. Amen. We don't know which way we want to go. Amen. We don't know, but you don't have to dwell in darkness and not knowing or being ignorant, and you don't have to dwell in the darkness of sin. Amen. Because of the vine, because you are a branch in the vine. He said again, amen. Say you not whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. The vine, as we said before, is the Son of God. Divine. Now, let's think about that for a second. If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, amen, but to save the world. The vine is here, amen, to save the world. The vine is here to save you. The vine is here, amen, for you. He wasn't just saying abide in me just to say there's a purpose. There's a purpose for you to abide in the vine. Because everything that you need, everything that we need is in the vine. And if we can get that mentality, amen, when we're going through trials, that whatever I need is in the vine. Amen. When we start thinking about a wayward relative or child, amen, whatever I need is in the vine. When we start thinking about our bills, amen, that cannot be paid, or situations or conditions that come up, I want you to go to the vine. Remember that you are attached to the vine, and what's in the vine flows through you. If any man serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. If we're in the vine, the Father will honor us. We will be honored
by God for being in the vine. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's truth in the vine. There's life in the vine. There's access to the Father, amen, from the vine. Everything you need is in the vine. Jesus said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, fear not, for I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Again, Jesus is eternal. So you don't have to worry about the vine getting weak. You don't have to worry about the vine running out of strength. You don't have to worry about draining the vine. Amen. The vine wants you to drain it. Amen. Because the more you drain from the vine, the more the vine pulls from the Father. Amen. You have to remember today, church, we have to remember we are in a vine. We are a branch. You are a branch. I am a branch. We are branches and we are in this vine. And everything that is in this vine, guess what? Is in us. It's in you. Everything that's in this vine is in you. Amen. Because the nutrients and everything as this vine here goes through the branches to bear fruit. Everything in the vine comes from our divine Father. Everything comes from God. Everything that God has is in the vine. All of God is in the vine. And that is what is for you. It's for us. So then, if you need rest, it's in the vine. God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. If you need rest today, people, it's in the vine. If you need life, we got it in the vine. I came that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. If you need peace, praise God, I got it. It's in the vine. Amen. I got it. It's in the vine. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. If you need it, praise God, it's in the vine. Amen. If you hurt, amen. If you need joy, amen. It's in the vine. Amen. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. Amen. It's in the vine. If you need freedom, you need deliverance. Amen. It's in the vine. Amen. If you continue in my words, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. It's in the vine. Praise God. If you have needs, amen. If you have any needs, amen, that need to be met, amen. God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's saying by Christ Jesus. It's in the vine. I am the true vine. Whatever you need, church, today is in the vine. Whatever you're yearning for, whatever you feel that you don't have. You know, sometimes we can see the faults in ourselves. Amen. We can see our weaknesses. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, all your strength, amen, is in the vine. All your strength. It's in the vine. Whatever you need from now on, you know, let's stop going without. Let's stop going without. Let's stop going without. Amen. Because God has provided it in the vine. You are branches in the vine. What did he say? We just said God will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But you know something? We have to abide in the vine. Well, how do we abide in the vine? I'm glad you asked that question. Glad you asked that. Amen. First of all, we abide in the vine by faith. We believe it. Amen. I am the vine. You are the branches. End of conversation. Amen.
End of conversation. No more discussion. Amen. We believe. Amen. We confess. We say, I am in the vine. I abide in the vine, and the vine abides in me. I am a branch, and I am connected. I am in the vine. I abide in vine. We must do it by faith. We must say it. Amen. And when the enemy comes by and says, you know, you don't have the money to pay that bill. Amen. Well, that may be true right this second, but I'm in the vine. Amen. I'm in the vine. I have the money. You may not see it yet. I may not see it yet. Praise God, but I'm in the vine. Amen. I have it. So you abide in the vine by faith. You also abide in the vine. We have some more help. We have the help of the Father. In 1 Corinthians, I believe it's the first chapter, the 30th verse, Paul wrote, but of him being God, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Of him, of God, are you in Christ Jesus. So God the Father is putting you, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. God will keep you in Christ Jesus. It's his desire that you stay in Christ Jesus. The only thing that can hurt you is unbelief. It's unbelief. Failing just you know, don't want that, don't need that, I don't think I can have that, you know. God, of God are you in Christ Jesus. God has put you in the vine. God himself has put you in the vine. We have another help. Amen. The Holy Spirit. The Bible says in 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. The Holy Spirit teaches you to abide in him. How does he do it? By your faith. The Holy Spirit is teaching me to abide in him. Every day, every hour, amen. Every time you can, you need to get an opportunity to say, the Holy Spirit is teaching me to abide in Christ. I abide in Christ. Amen. Tell it into your mind, to your mind just overflows with it. Amen. I abide in Christ. Every day, every moment, the vine is nourishing you. Every day, every moment, the vine is taking care of you. Every day, every moment, the vine is flowing something to you. All that you need, praise God, is in the vine. And last but not least, it's not only necessary for us to abide in the vine for ourselves. We must also abide in the vine for others. Amen. The purpose of the vine and the branches is to bear fruit. Amen. Is to bear fruit. What type of fruit is God perfecting in your life? The fruit should be a natural outflow. Praise God of the vine. Amen. What should be producing in us is what is in the vine. So he works in us. He dwells in us. We take all that we can, amen, from him. And we do this by faith. We keep our hearts and our minds, amen, stayed on him as much as we tell ourselves. We don't allow ourselves to be trampled on by our minds. You know, we don't allow our thoughts, amen, to rule us. Amen. We are in the vine. Jesus living in us can produce the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. The love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the gentleness, the goodness, the faith, and self-control. That is Christ's likeness. This is the fruit that we should produce. Well, what will your fruit do? Your fruit will bring the gospel to many nations. Your fruit will bring the gospel to the poor. Your fruit will heal the brokenhearted. Your fruit will preach deliverance to the captives. Your fruit will recover sight to the blind. Your fruit will set at liberty them that are bruised. Your fruit will preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Your fruit, praise God, will set someone else free. Amen. You abide in the vine. And two more scriptures I want to share with you before we close here. One comes from Matthew, the 10th chapter and the 8th verse. Amen. And it reads, the kingdom, and I'll start at verse 7. And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Your fruit will heal the sick. Your fruit will cleanse the lepers. Your fruit will raise the dead. Your fruit will cast out devils. Freely you have received and freely give. Not only is the vine for us, amen, but your fruit, amen, will be deliverance to others. Satan is going to come and he's going to try to take this word out of your heart. That's his job, especially if you've heard something that did a little tingle, you know, gave you something to remember, gave you something to think about. He's going to come and try to take it out of your heart. What he's going to try to do is give you everything to think about except that you are in the vine. He's going to throw every little worry, every little, you know, oh no, you know, now the streets are icy. Anything new to make you, I got to be careful how I drive, which is true, but amen. Satan will use that to keep your mind off of I'm protected. You know, he'll use it to keep, he'll try to take this out of your heart. Don't let him take it out of your heart. Don't let him take it out of your heart. If anything else that you need to remember, amen, is that I am divine. And my last scripture, amen, that I like to tell you as far as Satan, you know, lighting to Deuteronomy chapter 7. And I love this verse. Not 7, I want 6. I love 7, but I want 6. And Deuteronomy chapter 6, amen, looking at verse 7. And this is what we, this is something that we can do. Amen. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Teach your children that they're in the vine. And shalt talk of them. And when thou sittest in thine house, amen, talk about being in the vine. And when y'all walketh in the way, talk about being in the vine. And when thou liest down and when thou risest up, amen, think about, meditate on being in the vine. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and thou shalt be as frontless between thine eyes. What I'm saying is concentrate, focus on. Every day, tell yourself that I